Repay Cruelty with Kindness, Part 1. It was a light autumn morning. As the dawn chased the dark shadows, the sun added some warmth to the chilly air. An oil lamp in the cellar of Law's house lit up. A young man named Zhen Law sat upright in front of the table, shedding most of the light of the oil lamp. Quietly, he pulled out a battered thread-bound book. Zhen Law was a lean, average-looking young man who had just turned 17. However, there was something mellow about him. In contrast, his eyes were so radiant that even in the dim light projected by the oil lamp, they glowed with charm. Zhen Law, "It has taken me a month to finish Heavenly Principle. Its argument was all very well, but what I found most revolting are those four words. Repaying cruelty with kindness," Zhen Law whispered as he stared at the bean-sized flame of oil lamp. Melancholy, with written all over his face, "Had my father not been so kind-hearted as being to believe those four words, I, the direct descendant of my clan, would not have ended up like this, and my father would still be alive." The sudden noise of the cellar door being unlocked interrupted his flow of thought. Zhen Law replaced the melancholy. He was feeling some solemn expression. He promptly blew out the oil lamp and covered himself with a shabby cotton quilt. The door of the cellar flew open and footsteps began drawing close. The man in charge stepped forward and stomped his feet on Zhen Law's bed before shrieking at him. "Still in bed? Dreaming about the young master of the Law clan? Get the fuck up!" The man was steward in the Law clan. He looked rather wretched. He had a wart on his forehead and often invoked disgust from people. Zhen Law sat up and rubbed his eyes. He pushed up the quilt before turning and planting his feet on the ground. Sincerely, he slid on his clothing, socks, and shoes. Although his clothes were old, Zhen Law kept them neatly. He was meticulous by nature. The steward rolled his eyes, criticized Zhen, and then waved his hand. Several men surrounded Zhen and forcibly put a thick leather armor and shackles on him. After they were done, Zhen Law forward to the servants as they walked out to the cellar and towards the Law's martial art hall. The Law clan owned hundreds of mines and millions of acres of fertile land. As big and powerful clan, they were well known in the country. However, the entire eastern region has thousands of county cities, including countless wealthy families, and the Law clan was almost insignificant in the eastern region. Zhen Law was escorted by some man as he climbed out of Gloomer cellar. This was a daily ritual with which Zhen was quite familiar. They walked to the martial art hall meant navigating through numerous pavilions, bridges, and galleries. The martial art hall was an open area. It was a place where children of Law clan would come for practice. The entrance was decorated with white marble sculptures of a male lion and a female lion. The ground was one large black basin slab standing at the entrance of the building. One could feel the power of imitating from the hall. In the middle of martial arts hall, dozens of children from Law's clan practiced martial arts under the guidance of a teacher. They were all dressed alike in grey robes. They barreled their boxes weird again and again. In order to win a position in the family, every child needs to study diligently and practiced hard, these children looked like they were more than 10 years of age. On the late autumn day, the wind began to howl around the training children. Nevertheless, sweat beaded their forehead. The contrasting heat and cold filled the hall with streaming white mist. On the other side of the martial arts hall stood over a dozen men who were dressed like Zinlo in leather armor and shackles. These men were dejected, bleeding, and wounded all over their body. Zinlo was escorted into the martial arts hall. The guards placed him amongst the injured men. Since most of these men had been brought by Lo Clan from local prisons, they are now the slave of Lo Clan. These slaves played the role of live target for Lo Clan children for the purpose of training and tested their own strength. These children could assault these slaves arbitrarily. Several lives target were killed or disabled during such assaults. Over time, the number added up, and it was difficult to gauge how many had lost their lives in the hall. Zinlo was not a death row inmate, and thus was not brought by the family. He was the eldest child in the eldest branch of the Lo Clan. The rest of the clan used to call him the Young Master. He was once noble, and his peers would blow and salute him with respect. Even the family elders were polite to him. However, something disastrous happened in country 2 years ago. Zinlo's father, the head of Lo Clan, had been poisoned by his brother. He died on the spot. Immediately after, the eldest branch of Lo's clan was set up by other three branches. They framed the case against Zinlo's father. According to the accusations, Zin's father was a rebel. The family didn't survive the allegations, and the eldest branch became no longer powerful. Zinlo, the former Yon Master, was also labeled a rebel and became the slave of Lo Clan. He became a tool and was beaten up with a whim of other children in the Lo Clan as part of their martial art practice. Zinlo had lived like this for 2 years. He had lost count of how many fits and insulted he had endured during this time. Today's boxing practice is over. You can select a slave for the next practice now. Hitting the human body allow you to fully understand actual combat skill, get familiar with weakness of the human body and the body structure. After teacher had finished speaking, the children stopped selecting their slaves. Soon, a sound of slave begging and pleading of the mercy could be heard in the hall. The law children didn't treat slave as human. They were trained to hit the flesh without mercy. Many of them tried to find Zen Law. The act of beating up a former Yon Master with as much aggression as they could muster gave them a greater sense of accomplishment. When being used as a sandbag, Zinlo protected his visual part of his body with calmness. Since it has been 2 years, he was now quite used to it. Before long, a few people came through the entrance of the martial art hall. A young man was dressed finely, led his group of the newcomers. The Young Master is coming! Young Master, your practice has finally come to a halt. You seem to feel refreshed in spirit. You must have progressed greatly in your ability and power. Our Young Master is intelligent. He is the talent of all Lo Clan. He must give grown strong and has surely entered higher level of bone refin. The children who noticed the young master entered stopped their practicing and began patronizing. Some even walked up to the young master as they generously threw their prizes in his way. It was obvious that they all want to flatter the young master. Zenlo's eye flew on the young man, and he imperceptible anger rose quietly. The young teenager, being called the young master by the law children, was Perrin Law. He was the oldest son in the second branch of the law clan. He was the same age as Zenlo. Zenlo was relegated to slavery, and Perrin Law replaced Zen as young master of law clan. Zenlo had heard about Perrin Law had been staying in the circulated place to practice some time ago. He had it disappearing for a long time, it seemed, although he had improved a lot after the practice. Perrin Law was very sensitive, and he turned to look at Zenlo when he became aware of his cousin, hate-filled glare. He smirked as walked straight towards Zenlo and said,
"Zenlo, I practiced for a long time. I didn't expect to see you alive when I return."
"Thank you for calling, caring about me. I'm fucking alive," Zenlo answered, muffledly voiced.
"How dare you? The kind of the town is that? How dare you speaking in this way to the young master?
You are a slave here.
Kneel off to the ground and quickly apologize to the young master, or else you'll regret being alive."
Several children of the law clan shouted at Zenlo and had something very unforgivable to them. Zenlo looked around indifferently. The people used to behave like little dogs in front of him. In the past, they were too scared to even threaten in his presence when he was the young master. Once he lost power, their attitude changed. It has been so sudden. Now they were Perrin Law's dog. Perrin Law waved his hand to stop the exciting law children from defending him. He spoke to the law with a triumphant smile.
"Zenlo, do you know why I left for practice?"
Zenlo did not speak. He just looked at Perrin Law expressionlessly.